Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Ideal Investor Show. And today I want to close out one of the theme of the last few episodes. A few days ago, I talked to you about recent data from the end of 2023 that showed how much more investing in residential real estate is happening versus people buying houses for themselves. So it basically almost doubled from 13% to 26%. Then I told you about why is this a good time? Because demographically, just in 2023, the population in the United States, legal and illegal, grew by 3.5 to 4 million people. And most of them ultimately get assimilated into the economy. They start having jobs, they start paying taxes, they need a place to live, and they want to grow a family. So today, I want to take the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things that we hear in the media about a housing bubble. And the reasoning that we are hearing about a housing bubble is oftentimes related to the fact that prices have not come down. I don't know if you really paid attention to that, but we had this huge run-up in prices in 2020, 2021, and then early parts of 2022. And then the Federal Reserve started increasing interest rates rapidly, like as rapid as never before. And everybody said, well, with this rapid increase in interest rates, very, very few people will be able to keep buying houses outside of investing, outside of our community, because it will get too expensive and they won't qualify and so forth and so forth. And that is true. That is fundamentally true. If you ask any real estate agent how much housing they're actually selling to people who want to move in, it has really come down massively since the Fed increased the rates as much as they did in 2022 and early 2023. So you could basically say for the last like 15 to 18 months, the residential real estate market has really gone through a correction in the sense of how much is being bought and how much is being sold. But normally you would say, okay, well, if there is such a correction in volume transactions, shouldn't the prices come down? And the interesting thing is the prices are not coming down, have not come down, and I would say will not come down. And why is that? Well, number one, the reason that there isn't more activity is, like I said earlier, based on the interest rates, but it's not the number itself. Some people say, well, interest rates are like 6, 7, 8, 9% right now, depending if you're like owner-occupied or if you're an investor. And that's why there is so little activity. But and equally, and I would almost go as far as saying more important aspect is that we had, before the pandemic started, a real crunch on inventory. And that is because when we had the last big financial crisis in 2008 to 2010, it was mainly a real estate crisis. And what resulted from it is that the rules and laws were changed in such a way that builders were really, really, really hesitant to build. And they also felt, because of all the foreclosures and stuff that happened through the last crisis, that there is plenty of inventory that the economy has to work through. Well, guess what? The economy worked through that inventory until about 2013-14. And then we started to get more and more into a situation where people wanted to buy houses, but builders hadn't built any new houses in a country where the population keeps increasing every year. Right? So now, why are we not having to fear a bubble or bursting of a bubble? Well, they haven't been building a whole lot, especially in the single family space, duplex, triplex, fourplex space, during the pandemic, before the pandemic, or ever since the pandemic kind of ended. If you go around, what you see in certain locations are apartment complexes. But one thing is for sure, and this is why we are basically focusing on the high performance, positive cash flow residential real estate, meaning like anything between single family, duplex, triplex, fourplex, is because that's what people preferably want to live. And if they really had a choice, most of them would actually want to live in a single family home with their own garden, their own garage, their own kind of thing where nobody else is basically bothering them. But that is also the most expensive way to live. And so if you can't do this because you can't qualify or because the interest rates are higher and so forth, then the next best goal would be to rent such a property. And we are the ones who invest in these properties. So is the supply going to catch up after it has basically been lagging between 2013 and 2023 and now 2024? And my answer is no. There is no indication that builders are currently planning or in any position to build any significant number of single-family homes that would actually, you know, help with the supply shortage. And that is the main thing. The other part that is supporting the fact that prices have actually, and I don't know if you are really realizing this, prices of residential real estate, single-family homes in 2023 across the U.S. market went up by 4%. Everybody said when the Fed increased the rates like crazy, prices will come down, and they didn't. And that is the best indication to say they didn't come down and they will not come down because there is not enough supply. And part of the reason there is not enough supply is because there isn't enough building of new single-family homes, especially for affordable prices. And the other thing is, because the interest rates are now so high, anybody who has like a 3 or 3.5% interest rate says, I'm not going to sell my house. I'm not putting my house on the market. Anything that I would buy to replace my current house would make my payments huge, massive. So people say, well, I'd rather stay with my current single-family house than putting it on the market, even though I could get a good price, but I can't afford the next house. So people who have houses, keep them. Builders are not building new houses. And on top of it, if you listen to the last two episodes, the population is increasing, like last year, by 3.5 million people, and they are all going to have families too. Even if there won't be any immigration anymore at some point this year, tomorrow even. So all these factors taken together are a good indication why there is no bubble. Because you would only have a bubble when there would be crazy supply and people would buy and pay prices, crazy prices, irrationally. But the reason that people pay higher and higher prices for real estate is because there is so little supply. And whenever you look in anything, it doesn't have to be real estate. If you look at anything where there is high demand and low supply, the prices go up. And that is still the case. And because you're not just going to turn and flip a switch and say, okay, let me have 5 million new single-family homes. We all know that's not going to happen. So there will continue to be a supply and demand crunch. And when some people say, yeah, but at some point, the builders will catch up. The question will remain, and that's what I want to leave you with today, is when you hear and read and see that just in 2023, the population grew by 3.5 million people in the United States. That would mean just for that population growth, if they were all interested to live in single family homes, 3.5 million homes just for these people would have to be built, none for anybody else. And that is not anywhere close, not even half of that was built. So is there any chance that the supply-demand imbalance will be caught up anytime soon? And I think if you really think about it, it's super, super unlikely. And that's also back to the point why it's such an important thing to realize. The United States, in that sense, is very blessed because of demographic development, because of immigration, because of the way the system is set up. That's why 26% of all homes are now bought by investors and why I think there is no housing bubble and there is nothing to pop. It's very, very, very different to commercial real estate. But in our field, in residential real estate, especially single-family homes, there is no bubble because there is just no way that the supply can catch up in the foreseeable future with demand. So keep that in mind. And if you realize this, taking especially the last three episodes together, and you come to the conclusion, hey, I want to be part of that. I want to take advantage of that opportunity that we have right now to get in. Because when interest rates come down, by the way, guys, when interest rates come down, then anybody who could qualify will become a competitor to us. And guess what that means? Then supply and demand will be more out of whack. It's already out of whack, but it will get worse. which means prices will go higher and it will be even harder to find well-performing properties. So you better take advantage now. So I say it one more time, go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button, book a call, and let's have a conversation so I can help you join us and get into these investment opportunities and start building your passive income portfolio. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.